40 Christians are kidnapped in India. Audio Scripture scores with student athletes, and a ministry sets out to ignite passion across the United States this year. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The amount of persecution against Christians in India continues to increase, and there's no sign of improvement. Gospel for Asia is reporting that nearly 40 Christians were kidnapped last week, taken to a religious temple, forced them to renounce their faith, and turn to the country's dominant faith. Gospel for Asia's Daniel Yohannan says,
"They do this to scare people from following Christ. It's kind of like, if you follow Christ, this is what's going to happen to you. But it always seems to backfire because more people get saved after the persecution than before."
Yohannan says the large number of conversions to Christianity affects the sides differently.
"I think for the persecutors, it confuses them because people are not stopping following Christ. I think for the believers and the others who are sharing the gospel there, I think it gives them so much boldness."
The large number of new Christians means GFA needs more trained leaders to help with discipleship. Your support can help expand the work. Go to our website to help. Next, there have been at least two other attacks on Christians in the past 2 weeks, according to Voice of the Martyrs Canada. In one case, Hindu militants disrupted a worship gathering in a Christian's home. They dragged a man outside as another followed. Waiting militants beat the two men and others, causing internal injuries. In another incident, militants destroyed a church building, shouting, "Stop conversions! Pray that believers in India would become more like Christ through their trials." You're listening to Mission Network News. Student athletes from more than 20 major universities will listen through an entire New Testament as part of a campaign called You've Got the Time. Roger Holeen, a Faith Comes by Hearing representative, is a sports chaplain who saw something interesting when he traveled with the teams.
95% of these young athletes had earplugs or MP3 players. This is a natural fit. Put the Word of God on a CD in MP3 format, give it to the athletes, encourage them to listen to 28 minutes a day. They'll complete the New Testament in 40 days, and watch to see what God does.
Students can engage in God's Word during routine activities. Holeen says that helps lay the groundwork for deeper study.
When you listen to the Bible, it creates a hunger for reading. Hearing and reading are different. When you hear the Bible, you get a real condensed version. You get a lot of information from the Word of God in a small amount of time versus reading one or two scriptures out of the Bible. So it really has encouraged the athletes to read more.
Meanwhile, E3 Partners is launching a new campaign aimed at encouraging churches into short-term missions. Called Ignite 2008, it'll be presented in 27 different cities across the United States. Ignite 2008 is a short-term missions conference that'll make it easier for believers to get involved in evangelism and missions. Pray that God will bring pastors who will encourage their people to go and make disciples and to adopt countries long-term. And Luciano Jaramillo has been with the International Bible Society Send the Light for 17 years. Jaramillo helped lead translation for the Spanish New Testament. He's now been promoted to Latin America Area Director. Jaramillo says they have plans to
produce and print as much as we can in Latin America our Spanish and Portuguese Bibles, and increase the distribution for any kind of publics and audiences.
There are many challenges in ministering to a growing audience. There are hundreds of languages that still need translation, and more people are hungry for the gospel. Jaramillo says reducing the challenges of getting a Bible is one of their goals.
We'll try to keep the prices of our Bibles as low as is possible to make them easy to the population that is not able to pay for the full price of the Bible.
Pray for wisdom for Jaramillo in his new role. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship is offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Kerpane, Charles Billingsley, and Shannon Wexelberg. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.